AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. House Republicans are weighing a new approach to avoid a Homeland Security partial shutdown.
House Republicans are preparing to vote on a three-week extension of funding for the Department of Homeland Security that does not include language blocking the president's executive action on immigration. Many conservatives have insisted that language be included in any funding measure. Coupled with Senate action, the bill would avert a partial shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security at midnight Friday.
AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander. British and American intelligence officials aren't saying much about media reports identifying the Islamic State spokesman seen holding a knife in beheading videos released by the extremist group. Mohammed Emwazi is reportedly in his mid-20s, college-educated, was born in Kuwait and raised in a modest mixed-income area of West London. Asim Qureshi with the civil rights group CAGE says he knew Emzawi.
It's difficult for me to say that, yes, these two people are exactly the same, because there's one character that I remember, one person, one young, kind person that I remember, and then I see that image, and there doesn't seem to be a correlation between the two.
Sound courtesy Sky News. Michael Steinbach with the FBI's Counterterrorism Division tells the House panel that a terrorist message in October, which called for Muslims in the U.S. to commit acts of jihad, has led to attacks.
Specifically advocating for attacks against soldiers and law enforcement and intelligence members. Several incidents have occurred in the United States and Europe over the past few months that indicate this call to arms has resonated amongst ISIL supporters and sympathizers.
A new poll shows that nearly 6 years after the Great Recession, a majority, 57% of American families, say they still feel unprepared for a financial emergency. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has been marking the third anniversary of Trayvon Martin's death. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The president, who once said if he had a son, that son would look like Trayvon, singled out Martin's parents during a White House observance of African American History Month.
Showing all of our kids, all of them, every single day that their lives matter. That's part of our task.
He spoke a day after federal prosecutors said they won't file hate crime charges against George Zimmerman. The Neighborhood Watch volunteer was acquitted of Florida murder charges in the shooting death of the unarmed black 17-year-old in a case that sparked a national conversation about race and deadly force. Mark Smith at the White House.
A federal judge has opened the door for faster reinstatement of Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. It ruled an NFL arbitrator failed to meet his duty in a child abuse case involving Peterson. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.